Welcome to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. Thank you once again for the love from episode 3. I greatly appreciate all the comments, you know, all the subscriptions, everybody reaching out. Your feedback is always much appreciated. So thank you for that. We are back for episode 4. I am excited because this topic right here is something that I think can speak to almost anybody. Somebody, you know, you could be young, old, middle age. I mean, it doesn't matter. This topic, and the topic today is about purpose and potential. And I say that because right now we live in a very much microwave society. We live in a time where everybody is comparing themselves to the next person. You're on Instagram looking at, you know, oh, this person is in Dubai, you know, this person is in, you know, at the Fiji Islands or, you know, whatever. And we are really just comparing ourselves to people that we don't even know their real story. You know, we judge our stories based on somebody else's highlight reel. And a lot of times we have this false sense of entitlement of where we should be, but it's not reality, and it's not where God says you should be at. So today I want to talk about, you know, operating in your purpose and also maximizing your potential, because I think that right now we don't have a lot of people who are really operating in the thing that they're supposed to be operating in. And some of those reasons could be fear, scared of what people are going to think about you, scared of what people are going to say about you, or just your own, you know, personal insecurities. And, you know, I have to acknowledge we all have our various insecurities. We all have our various things that can stop us from doing the things that God has won, you know, graced us to do, but also told us to do. But the main thing is we got to stop the comparisons. We got to stop that. That is something that will drive you crazy. And also it will send you down just a rabbit hole of thinking that you should be somewhere that you shouldn't be when God has not graced you to do so. So today, you know, I want to talk about the parable, you know, of the talents in the Bible. And, you know, just to give a basic summary, basically, you know, God gave, you know, people talents and gifts, right? And with those talents and gifts, he asked that, you know, they would bring back and basically multiply, you know, what he's given them. So God doesn't, I want to share this. God doesn't judge you on what you don't have. He only judges you based on what you do have. So, for example, if you just have 2 gifts, bring 2 back. If you just have 1, bring 1 back. If you're gifted in 10 things, bring 10 back. So, you know, I just want to encourage somebody today that right now, don't worry about what you don't have. Start with what you do have, because you already have what you need to do what you're supposed to be doing. And a lot of us, we look at, you know, well, hey, you know, I don't have this, or I don't have that. And if we're being real, we don't even need everything that we think we need to do what God's called us to do. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. So I would encourage you right now that if you are scared, you know, if you're on the edge of, like, you know, starting that new thing, go start. Like, your time is now. Like, this is your season. You're going to win, but you have to start now with what you have. And you will be surprised at how many people are waiting on you. I'm talking to you right there. They are waiting on you to do what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you have been procrastinating. You've been, you know, in your head, you know, you've been dealing with just various things like mental, you know, fatigue, you know, a little bit of depression, anxiety. And today I'm coming to tell you all that stuff is not going to stop you. Like, you're going to win. You're going to do it. But you got to start now. You got to start now. So I want you to stop comparing yourself to other people, because they don't even have what you have. You have all that you need to do what you're supposed to be doing. So with that though, right, there's this verse that I think speaks to a lot of this. And this is Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. And it says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. I'm going to read that again. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. And that verse really speaks to me, really paramount to me personally, because a lot of things that I'm doing right now, if I was waiting on like a yes from like my peers, or waiting on a stamp of approval from people around me, I would never do anything. Like, this would just be an idea in a notepad. This would just be a really a great wish, a big idea, I wouldn't be operating and what I'm supposed to be doing. But I'm here to tell you that I don't work unto man or people. I work unto God. So I'm not trying to get anybody's approval. Matter of fact, respectfully, I don't need it. like I don't need your stamp. I don't need your cosign. Because I have full, like, my confidence comes from God. Like, it doesn't come from man. My confidence comes from God. So I just would encourage you to, like, really maximize where you are. Because I believe that somebody watching today, you know what you should be doing, but you're scared, you're afraid. And today, I'm coming home. I'm coming right to your doorstep to tell you, you got to go. You got to start. And because if you don't start now, you don't even realize the souls and people that are waiting on you. So today, I just want to encourage you to stop, you know, one, comparing yourself, and to start with what you have. You know, you already have everything you need. And then also, too, once you begin to operate on your purpose and the thing that God's called you to do, there's going to be a level of joy and peace that you feel that nobody else can take from you. So when you find that thing, or you know that thing, it doesn't matter what people say, because you're going to have so much fulfillment, internal fulfillment, that literally you're going to be like, man, why haven't I been doing this my whole life? Or, like, I should have been doing this. Because when you're in your purpose, it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you have a sense of joy and peace that I really can't describe. Like, I love doing what I'm doing because I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I would encourage you to operate in purpose. Go, start with what you have. And remember, you're winning if you don't quit.
That was a really good segment, bro. One thing that I always think about is how blessings, you talked about this a little bit, blessings are on the opposite side of your obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people get in the way of that. Yes. And they have nothing to do with our blessings or our obedience.
Yep.
Like, it's a pact between you and God,
mm-hmm.
not you and the masses.
Yep.
So the quicker that we get to the track of keeping it between us and God and going after what he has sent us to do, our purpose, the faster we can get to our blessings.
Yep.
And then we'd be wondering, sitting in our bed, looking at Instagram.
Looking at everybody else.
Everybody else
in their best life. That? Yep. And you looking at it? And you looking down like,
man, what's hating. Yeah.
Yeah, you hating. That's hating. Stop hating too, y'all. You gotta stop hating. Like, really.
Big man.
That is not cute. Like, you don't look good hating. Please get that hate up off you. You can't hate.
It's often, like, one thing I've recognized. Have you ever been to a track meet?
Yeah, so, I mean, I grew up running track. My sister ran track, but go ahead, my bad.
Like, a track meet, you might have three events going on the same track.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
Same time.
Somebody, they on the outside lane. Some people on the inside lanes, running long distance, whatever the case may be. And there's different times, different goals, and different measures for each different race. And oftentimes, you'll be looking at not even the right race. Somebody running a whole different race than you. You know what I'm saying? And just focus. If we focus on our one lane, it's like golf.
Yep.
Where you're playing against yourself. You're not playing against. It's not a competition where you're playing against other people. You feel me? So, I don't know. That was really good though. I have a question for you. Have you ever been caught in the cycle of comparison or imposter syndrome, thinking that you're not deserving of the blessings that you're receiving, or have you ever been caught in, just looking at, peeping over at somebody else's lane and what they have?
Yeah, so comparison for sure. You know, I think comparison, yes, but not as much, only because since I've been younger, I've always knew deep down I was set apart. So, like, I always knew, like, my path would be a little bit different than everybody else's. So, like, yes, naturally at times I will compare, but I'll say this. I have kind of always known what I was supposed to be doing, even when I wasn't doing it. So I wasn't always comparing. Now, imposter syndrome, yes. Now, that's a big one. Now, that is something that I've definitely struggled with sometimes, because sometimes you don't feel like you're worthy of the things that's happening in your life. Like, you second guess, you're like, man, you know, am I supposed to be this? You know, like, am I supposed to be doing this? Or, you know, people start speaking over you, or you start having real big breakthroughs, And you don't feel worthy. You don't feel like you did, like you don't feel like you're deserving of the things that are happening in your life. So for me, yes, imposter syndrome, that's happened to me professionally and my purpose. And really just my day-to-day sometimes, like I struggle with, man, okay, I think I'm supposed to be doing this, but I don't know. I don't necessarily feel like I have all that it takes. That's why today, like, I'm encouraging people, hey, you already have what you need. Like, I had to have people tell me, man, you already have it. Like, you just got to go. Start with what you have, and everything else will work itself out from there. But I've definitely struggled with imposter syndrome from time to time, and still do.
What are some things that I guess you've had to start with, quote-unquote, the bare minimum? And now that you look back, you're like, wow, I'm actually doing this thing.
Yeah, so growing up, I used to stutter really bad. So I was in speech therapy for most of elementary school. And I used to get teased on, picked on. But it was weird because I always had this level of courage. Like, I had an extreme level of courage and boldness about me that God, I mean, it's straight from God. I know it is because, like, naturally, I don't think I could have that much courage. But I used to always want to just speak. I used to always want to be in front of a camera and just talk. Literally, but I would be stuttering or like messing up over my words when I was talking. So I had to start there. When I first started my podcast, my first one, Game of Faith, in 2018, that started out of my parents' living room or my parents' dining room, rather. I had to start there. When Sad and I started More Faith, I was doing it on the side of my bed during COVID. Like, anybody who's an OG More Faith member, I remember I was sitting on the side of my bed and we were given basically Bible study every Thursday. So, I mean, I've had to start where I was at or with what I had a number of times. So that's the only reason why I can speak to it. Like, I can only come up here and speak to certain things because I had to do it myself and I had to walk it out myself. That's the only way I can speak to it, because I'm never going to speak on something that I haven't lived myself or haven't had to walk out. So I had to start with what I had or what I have a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about it, I think it was either two or one, where it was like, what is faith, essentially? And like, you'll learn what you need to learn when it's time to learn it.
Yes.
And if we don't make that first step, we're not going to give God that glory in the end.
Yeah.
Because we know it all. But it's humbling to walk in faith, not knowing what's next. And a lot of times you'll learn what's like in this room, for example, all this camera equipment that we're using, I didn't have. But I had to start from somewhere. Yeah. I started with Photoshop being a hobby, and it turned into, okay, editing, which then turned into, okay, let's start doing some videos. And then step by step, when I started to learn a little bit more, it then brought forth more questions. The more inquisitive I got, the better results I was getting,
mm-hmm.
because I started to learn a little bit more about it. But if I didn't start that first day,
you wouldn't be here now.
Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't be here. And I guess it also goes to the first episode, like, the mountains get higher with the questions that we ask, because I still have to take another, in order for me to get to the next step, there's some more leaping and there's some more steps that I have to take. And I can't, now that I'm meeting peers who are doing far more, I guess, better than I am. We're in different races.
Yeah.
All of my peers are 40 plus, been doing it for 15, 20 years. I'm 3 years in the game and I'm still in the same room as them.
Yep. Look at the favor. Because you're great to do it.
And if I had the comparison model,
yep.
where I would look at them and be like, man, they got this and that. Bro, they've been doing it for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, they should be.
It's a blessing to even sit amongst the room with people who've been doing this work for 20 plus years. It's a blessing to say I went to New York a couple weeks ago. It's a blessing to go into these different studios. Like, that's a blessing. And a lot of people neglect how much favor or how much God is in their situation, because they start looking to the left and the right instead of focusing on goodness of God.
Bro, that's why, and like, I keep saying, like, comparison is the thief of joy. Like, you cannot compare, because you don't even know what, like, people are just showing you what they want you to see. Like, if you peel a lot of this stuff back, it's all a facade.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even what you think it is.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you have to look at your race and only worry about what's happening in your lane. And then, two, God is redeemer of time. Like, I've been in situations where I thought I was behind, but really I was on time. Like, like I was on time.
Right.
But I thought because of my carnal mindset, because of my flesh mindset, that I was behind. But really, I was right where I was supposed to be at. And time and time again, like, if you get caught up in looking to your left, like, oh, such and such doing this, such and such doing that, like, you missed the blessing that was happening in your life currently. And I'm just here to tell people, God will redeem your time. If you think you're behind, you're on time. And whatever you think you're lacking or you lost right now, God will, he will redeem all of that and give you more than you could ever ask for. I'm a living witness of it. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good, bro. The last thing I'll talk about is just like how the enemy operates sometimes in social media.
Whew.
And how like trends or what we think is like the popular things that we'll mm-hmm. see, like, oh, they got this car, they got this. And like you kind of said it, if we had like a reality TV show and could go home
and really
record
and peel everything back
and see what really is going on at house, like how much there's people that struggle and are having an extremely hard time, may God be with them, like that are using social media to, because that's the only joy they have.
Yep.
The likes and the feedback that they might get on one day is the only time they get complimented. Because they can get complimented on social media, but they go home and people in their house don't even recognize them.
Yep.
So, like, be careful of what you ask for, because you may not know the full story of what you're getting.
Yes. Yes.
And there's a lot that comes with our asking, our, you know, what we're asking for. So
I'd rather be at peace in my purpose than to be living a lie on Instagram. I'd rather be at peace in my purpose than to be living a lie on Instagram. I don't want to live a facade. I'd rather be at peace in my purpose. Legit. Like, I don't want the facade. Like, if I'm at peace, I'm good.
Yeah, we might as well clip that one up. Right there. We might as well clip that one up right there. That was so good. That was so good, bro. So that's all I got. But that was, yeah. I'm going to have to put that one on the wall right there.
Yeah. If you haven't liked, commented, and subscribed to Easy War TV, please do so. Thank you all for your comments and feedback. It's Easy War, your host. I'll see you soon. Once again, love, Easy.